Okay, and here we are, the second hour of The American Activist, a weekly radio program here on the American and the Republic Broadcasting Network. And I'm your host, Don Harkins. And again, generally speaking, the editor and I guess chief floor sweep of the Idaho Observer newspaper. We are now in our 11th year, and it's such a valuable exercise, everybody, to go back and just place yourself at any time in the last 10, 15 years and think about where you were, think about what was going through your mind, think about the state of the nation at that time, and then just kind of begin scrolling forward until you get to our present day. And it's just such a valuable insight into what has happened to us to take things in those, say, 1 month or 6 month increments and fast forward to present day. And, you know, it's really something I'd never ever considered it this way before. But our guest today, who also formerly had a radio show here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, Eric Schein, has really put into perspective, I guess, the last 11 years of my Idaho Observer publishing career, and that is that this isn't a bunch of buffoonery, this isn't a bunch of accidents, this is a series of events, it's an unbroken chain of events that is, historically speaking, if we take history as a barometer, then we can see that we are very much involved in the process of nation destroying. And there are so many subtle ways that it's happening. And in fact, I'm looking at the new issue, the $1 coins. In God We Trust has been moved off the faces and is now kind of etched in the edge. It replaces the riffle on the edge of a coin. And now it says, In God We Trust, on the edge of the coin. And that seems subtle, but it is a strange little indicator of what is going on. This nation no longer trusts in God, apparently, according to the U.S. Treasury anyway, and we are not even probably a nation anymore. And I think that it's a shame and a crime that the people in these positions of public authority, these positions of public trust, don't even have the decency to tell us that we don't have a nation anymore. And that is where we come, isn't it, Eric? We need to, as American activists, we need to start shouting to the rooftops that this is the process that's going on, and we need to get very involved, just in the local level even, of just telling people that this is the process that's underway, and if you don't want it to be that way, if you like your country, if you think the sovereignty of the United States is important, then it's pretty much now or forever hold our peace, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Well, and I didn't realize, like, someone from Canada had mentioned to me that the Constitution was a bankruptcy document and or Declaration of Independence and Constitution. And if you think about it, not for not too long, you realize that how true that is and how brilliant it is that at some point, yes, these were colonies at the time. They were corporate colonies owned and controlled by crown families, you know, or royal families, barons and others. The original 13 colonies, and at some point when we, you know, declared our independence and formed our constitution and said, no, you guys do not own this land anymore or these people, we own it and control it, and we do it under rule of law, not rule of men. We did away with tyrants and kings and queens, supposedly, and you realize that, okay, that was a change in title.
A change in title only. Meet the new boss, same as the old boss. And we'll be back in just a moment. This is The American Activist, and you're on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Your life demands long-lasting power for everything. If you want to find the best battery selection at the best prices, then BatteryStation.com is the place for you. Find common or hard-to-find batteries for practically everything, from computer backup units and camcorders to cell phones and wheelchairs. Go to BatteryStation.com for all your battery supply needs. At BatteryStation.com, you'll also discover high-tech LED tactical flashlights for every task, from trusted names like Surefire, Tektite, Gerber, Pelican, and more. BatteryStation.com offers light featuring super bright, super tough, long life LED technology. At BatteryStation.com, you'll find tough, crush proof, waterproof, airtight, hard cases of all sizes from Pelican, Otter, and S3 Extreme. Visit them today, BatteryStation.com. It's all one word, BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Your source for batteries and accessories at very low prices. BatteryStation.com.
Learn about the new discoveries of MSP Research. Find out about the success MDs, dentists, veterinarians, and others are having with Silver 500. Learn secrets to survival, how to detox the liver, gallbladder, and kidneys, and how over 1,100 doctors are treating Lyme disease, hepatitis C, diabetes, respiratory infections, and many more with success thanks to the help of MSP Research and Silver 500. Microbiologists have tested our mild silver protein and found Silver 500 to be the most effective treatment for B. subtilis, a subgroup of anthrax. Choose the products in your medical supply wisely. Our doctor's manual has grown to over 600 pages. Give us a call at 1-334-493-0420. That's 1-334-493-0420. And see why doctors in 5 countries use a dozen products that are manufactured by Dr. Bill McFarland. One more time, that's 1-334-493-0420. Or visit our website at www.mildsilverprotein.com/home.html.
Okay, and welcome back, everybody. And this is really a kind of a paradigm shifting conversation that we're having, at least in my mind, because I had never really quite brought into focus exactly what's happening to the American people and the sovereignty of our nation. And it's simply stated, it's nation destroying, and it's been an ongoing process. You can probably almost start just about anywhere you want in the great American experiment timeline. But for our contemporary situation here, we can see many things that are really coming full circle. And at the last long segment, Eric, our guest today is Eric Schein, and he mentioned something almost in passing, and it's such a huge concept that I want to get a little bit more detail on it, and that is he made the comment that the National Petroleum Reserve is being used in a manner that's even more egregious than anything that happened during Iran-Contra. And now that's really huge in my mind because I grew up, I was in high school, I graduated from high school in 81. The whole Iran-Contra fallout was all around me. I lived in the Seattle area at the time, and the crack cocaine epidemic and all the horrible things that happened to inner city neighborhoods, and indeed just the explosion in white powdered substance abuse in this country was directly, the Iran-Contra hearings determined that, or it revealed that, that the U.S. government was, through a manipulation of guns and arms, was importing into this country mega tonnage of cocaine to fund its black ops. And so, Eric, I mean, the Iran-Contra situation, in my mind, is absolutely paramount, just for what it did, and it was happening at an impressionable time in my life, and just the thought that the U.S. government would utilize the resources generated from the sale of megatonnage of contraband, cocaine primarily, and then use that money in black ops to fund little wars all over the world, primarily the Iran and Iraq situation, was just, I'm just aghast at that. I mean, we have admissions in congressional testimony that this is what was going on. And you believe, or you've mentioned then, that what's going on with the Strategic Oil Reserve is even more egregious than that?
Oh, by far.
Oh, man. Yeah, explain that to us, would you please?
Well, real quick, though, think of what happened to all those people that were involved in Iran-Contra. Ollie North became a senator at one point, didn't he?
He at least ran. I don't think he actually made it, but he's definitely conservative. He's on the conservative talk circuit. He's a hero.
Right, and he's a hero, and people like Daniel Ellsberg, who helped bring the whole, you know, war racket and racketeering, and you know, it's the same thing that went on in the Civil War in Korea, Vietnam, World War One, World War Two, to declare openly that any war is a good war is propaganda. And that's put out by the military-industrial complex. But at some point, when you start to realize that it is, just like Smedley Butler said, war is a racket. It's about stealing and doing it in the most overt, in-your-face, brutal fashion. Think of all the stuff that happened in Iraq and Afghanistan. One of the largest treasures of you know, gold antiquities in the world that was in Afghanistan was absconded, disappeared, and then reappeared with not a piece missing. And it's like, whoa. So probably if anybody went in and inspected all those pieces, a lot of them are probably gold-plated now, you know, because they actually have for rich and elite and royals and others, they have all these companies that make replicas. You know, of diamond jewelry or gold trinkets and more. And when you start to put the pieces of the puzzle together and realize that that whole program of shock and awe was more, you know, I mean, you get the poppy fields in Afghanistan and involvement of quote unquote Herbert Walker, quote unquote Poppy Bush. You know, he was involved with the CIA, et cetera, et cetera. He was a prisoner of war, much like McCain, who's, you know, the biggest Manchurian candidate I can think of. But the National Strategic Oil Reserve, even now in our face, and to, you know, to their own chagrin, and to everyone else's dismay and you know, lack of understanding, President Bush has come out and wants to move $40 billion more to the National Strategic Oil Reserve. That just came out in the last couple of weeks or month or so. And when you think about that and gas prices going up, he's playing with supply and demand economics right in our face, taking $40 billion worth of, it's not just oil. The National Strategic Oil Reserve involves JP5, JP8, kerosene, you know, jet fuel, gasoline, diesel, lube oil, crude oil. Everything that we need to keep the economy growing or going and the military going, and all of that is top secret. And when you marry that to issues like the Fort Knox and our quote-unquote gold reserves or our gold, you can't even call them reserves anymore, that hasn't had a proper accounting since, I think, 1958. There's 300 and some odd thousand, I think 368,000 bars of gold bullion in Fort Knox and in other places around the nation, and we haven't had an accounting of that in almost 50 years. So when you think of the National Strategic Oil Reserve and the $40 billion that they're pumping into it now is nothing, and how they play games, like I don't know if you remember the metric system and that whole push,
Oh, sure. Yeah, that was when I was in grade school, and it obviously didn't fly.
No, another scam. They pushed that whole thing, and it sounds like a good idea, and it probably is to all be on one standard and have one measuring system for the world, and so there's no translational exchange schemes or scams that go on. Because when you look into what a metric ton is, I believe it's 2,200 pounds, a short ton is 2,000 and a long ton is 2,000 under standard. And when you look and think of specific gravity, and when you take oil from a really cold place from, like, say, Alaska, it's really dense. The specific gravity is not going to change. Well, specific gravity would change. The volume would change of the oil, because when it's heated, it's going to expand. When it's cooler, it's going to contract. And you can easily, through shorthand, an accounting error, and we've seen what's happened with Halliburton and Enron, WorldCom, Global Crossing, Tyco, Arthur Anderson, et cetera, all these problems with the books, you start to realize that to change something from, say, long tons, which is 2,200 pounds, to short tons, which is 2,000 pounds, and have the captain on board do it, who's involved in the scams and or the corporation, to take a 10% quote-unquote tithing right off the top on an enormous tanker full of oil or other such products is really not that hard. All you need is a couple people involved. They were moving oil from Texas under contract with the Navy to Israel, outsourcing it out of the country on American flag vessels and others, taking it from the National Strategic Oil Reserve under Navy contract, and moving it outside of the country and selling it, bringing it to Israel and other countries, giving it or selling it to them, saying that it's for defense and national security and yada yada, while they're taking this oil and jet fuel, JP5, JP8, taking it over to other countries. And I actually watched this offload one vessel, and then they put it back on the very same vessel. And then they sell it on the spot market, take the resources or funds from that, and use it for whatever they want, whether it's to build up their own defense and or even nuclear programs. And you realize that the corruptions that are going on are creating the problems that we're dealing with, whether it be the Middle East, Afghanistan, Iraq, Israel, and the people in Israel are pissed at their own government right now, because there's a lot of charlatans and carpetbaggers in their government who are working with charlatans and carpetbaggers in our government and other governments, who are nothing but a bunch of corporatists or royal, they see themselves as self-appointed royal families or elites who feel that they can operate outside the law.
No, it's something that's been my contention for quite some time now, that whatever permutation the world ends up experiencing after the contemporary bunch of nonsense settles out, I don't believe that Israel, the United States, or Great Britain are going to be exactly as they are at this time.
Well, and that, what they're trying to do here with the whole move with the North American Union.
Sure.
But, well, if you think about D.C., though, and how we have a nation within a nation with the District of Columbia and Washington, D.C., and how Rome has its own nation within the Vatican, they're now trying to set up the very same type of a system with a nation within a nation in Jerusalem. And there's actually, I think, Rabbi Weiss, I think, had mentioned about some of the letters that had been written back in the 40s about, hey, take Israel, take the nation, but leave us Jerusalem. And they're basically trying to do now the very same thing, and Rothschild has been deeply involved in this, and Rothschild has given, his family has given a bunch of money to build a new, it's a Supreme Court house and a bunch of other things all tied in one, and one of the conditions on building it was no one knows how much it costs.
Right, okay, hang on to that thought, Eric, and we'll be back in a little bit. And isn't it weird? The Rothschild family comes up over and over again, and I don't think they ever go to a county commission meeting. Anyway, we'll be back in just a moment.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves and More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jog 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
I think that we can dispense with many of our other little monikers and our it's the New World Order and it's this and it's that, and maybe it is the New World Order, but specific to the United States, this is nation-destroying, and it's ongoing, and it's been going on for some time. We were talking at the last break a bit about your view of how the national strategic petroleum reserves are being manipulated to further this agenda, and you said something about President Bush leveraging $40 billion on that, and I'm a little bit confused on what that means, but how is it, again, if you don't mind, maybe I'm a little dense, but how is it that the strategic oil petroleum reserves are being manipulated at this time?
Well, you understand, I mean, forget the fact that the whole program is top secret, and it's an issue of national defense, strategic and economic, and that no one but the president and a few others get to know, like the resources and wealth that is incorporated within the National Strategic Oil Reserve.
Do we have any idea what the volume is?
It's enormous. It's you would not believe. And they've been living off of this as if it's their own slush fund, like it's, you know, black gold Texas tea,
right?
Literally, and you know, drinking of this vast pool of resources. Whenever they need it, they just sell off a tankerful or, you know, several tankerfuls, and they can take that money and use it for covert programs. There's no accountability whatsoever. I mean, think of our gold reserves that haven't had an audit done on them since 1950,
right.
And there's been all sorts of congressmen and senators that have tried. They even had a show audit, which was basically just taking out a couple bars and weighing. I'm not going through the whole thing and doing it, you know, recorded in public in the 1970s. But President Bush has come out, and he wants to move $40 billion worth of oil, and you have to think about, okay, well, the federal government probably doesn't get it at $3 a gallon, like, say, for gasoline, or $3.20.
Right.
Right, so it's not just what we would equate to being $40 billion worth of oil or gas or other products, kerosene, jet fuel, and more, and you have to think of what this is being conserved for, let alone, you know, selling it off. It's also being conserved because they're conserving water, oil. They're shutting down the banks and not just the banks, the courts. They're fortifying the mail system, the anthrax attacks, and more. They're setting everything up, too, much like in Aldous Huxley's book, was it Brave New World?
Right.
And Orwell's 1984. You know, we're all living, much like the Indians, on the reservation, or much like the slaves on the plantation, and there's this rich ruling group of elites, or self-proclaimed elites, or self-declared elites, who are quote-unquote jet-setters and internationalist globalists who work with others in other countries to carry on their scams and schemes. But this $40 billion is being moved in, and remember, it's multiplied because it's on a government contracting system. They get enormous savings, and they have long-term, you know, deals. So when they're taking $40 billion worth of, quote-unquote, oil and gas and other products off the market, playing with supply and demand, they're intentionally playing with the price of oil and gas for people like Exxon and other corporations so that they can justify, albeit, you know, they're participating in federal contracting scams and even theft from the consumers and more by playing these games. They're playing with the quote-unquote supply and demand chain, and our supply and demand chain is set up on an almost just-in-time basis to where we have any little hiccup and we really feel it. You know, and this goes into the whole concept or philosophy of just-in-time manufacturing that they've converted into just-in-time employment, which they've converted into everything in our, you know, entire system is just-in-time when you need it, which is not a very good system. But then they take things that are intended as a proper reserve and a proper, and if you think about that, if we're not on oil anymore and we're on either solar or electric or solar electric or other types of power, we don't need a National Strategic Oil Reserve for anything other than possibly lubricants for any, you know, equipment or machinery, or it lessens that need, and at some point that need should not be just held, you know, through a bunch of central planners. Local cities and states and others should know and have their own reserves, but instead they've amassed it, put it into this large collective or combine, much like Ford or GM or any of the large corporations that have amassed all these smaller car manufacturers and then have taken over and own and controlled the Department of Transportation. Chrysler, the head of, you know, what became Chrysler Corporation and was sold off to the Germans, and then, you know, a bunch of U.S. taxpayer dollar went in under Lee Iacocca. Chrysler gave his estate to the federal government to put my academy there at Kings Point in New York.
Okay, hang tight on that thought. We're at the bottom of the hour break. Everybody, you are on the Republic Broadcasting Network, and this is The American Activist, and we'll be back after these messages.
Thank you. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Your life demands long-lasting power for everything. If you want to find the best battery selection at the best prices, then BatteryStation.com is the place for you. Find common or hard-to-find batteries for practically everything, from computer backup units and camcorders to cell phones and wheelchairs. Go to BatteryStation.com for all your battery supply needs. At BatteryStation.com, you'll also discover high-tech LED tactical flashlights for every task, from trusted names like Surefire, Tektite, Gerber, Pelican, and more. BatteryStation.com offers lights featuring super bright, super tough, long-life LED technology. At BatteryStation.com, you'll find tough, crush-proof, waterproof, airtight, hard cases of all sizes from Pelican, Otter, and S3 Extreme. Visit them today, BatteryStation.com. It's all one word, BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Your source for batteries and accessories at very low prices. BatteryStation.com.
Learn about the new discoveries of MSP Research. Find out about the success MDs, dentists, veterinarians, and others are having with Silver 500. Learn secrets to survival, how to detox the liver, gallbladder, and kidneys, and how over 1,100 doctors are treating Lyme disease, hepatitis C, diabetes, respiratory infections, and many more with success thanks to the help of MSP Research and Silver 500. Microbiologists have tested our mild silver protein and found Silver 500 to be the most effective treatment for B. subtilis, a subgroup of anthrax. Choose the products in your medical supply wisely. Our doctor's manual has grown to over 600 pages. Give us a call at 1-334-493-0420. That's 1-334-493-0420. And see why doctors in five countries use a dozen products that are manufactured by Dr. Bill McFarland. One more time, that's 1-334-493-0420. Or visit our website at www.mildsilverprotein.com/home.html.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team in their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com is a global opportunity.
Okay, and we are back. This is the last half hour of what I think is probably the fastest 2 hours in radio. And we've got a kind of a default sort of title for today's program. It's called Nation Destroying. Kind of not one of our favorite subjects, I suppose, but it is. We are right in the middle of it at this time. We have evidence from history indicating that we have parallels that are going on right now. And you know, one of the things that we definitely need to take into consideration, I don't know if anybody really thinks about it in these terms, but we do know that the Federal Reserve, a national trust, one could call it that, that's the money system that is governing our interest rates and the price of goods and services and what it costs for us to go out and buy a gallon of milk or a gallon of gas. And it's not been audited any time in recent memory at all. And so we have no idea what its books are revealing. We have Fort Knox, which is supposedly our gold reserve, and the American people have never seen an audit of Fort Knox, at least since 1958. And now we have this other thing this, and I think that one could also say that the U.S. dollar is really the petrodollar. It's not really backed by gold anymore. It's been backed by the substance that runs the world, that powers the world, and that's oil and all of the products that are split off from oil, including gasoline, and all the solvents and paints and lubricants that we use all the time. And we don't have a clue what the inventory of our national strategic petroleum reserves are. So these are three major areas where the corporate elite types who are running the show, and these people are not allegiant to the United States or Germany or Italy or anything. They're just global corporate elitists, and they can do pretty much, they can have their way with our economic viability because these three major trusts are not audited. The people don't know what is contained in them. And Eric, I remember, too, shortly after, probably the quote, war began, quote, in Iraq on the 19th of March in 2003. I think it was about in 2005 I saw some CNN footage that showed, or the story anyway, was that we're hauling oil out of that region as fast as it'll go, and that the National Strategic Petroleum Reserves were completely topped up to a capacity that they'd never seen before. And I heard that story anyway, and then I didn't think much of it except that, yeah, well, we're ripping off all their oil. Wasn't that the original intent in the first place? But the story is so much deeper than that.
Oh, yeah, and when you think about what the National Strategic Oil Reserve really is and what they can do with it, they could right now shut down, pull the grid on the United States. And if you look at some of the stuff that's going on, it looks like that's kind of the game plan here. And even if they get the NAFTA super corridor in, it would split the country in two and literally set up a wall. I mean, much like the and they use walls as a and borders as a means. And I'm not, you know, the whole border issue is fairly complex, and I can get into all that too, and even how they use anchor babies to attack our rights as citizens born here in this country. Because if they can attack the rights of, say, an anchor baby, who is defenseless, I mean, not only because of them being themselves being a baby, they can't represent themselves in court, so they can be manipulated very easily, or the issues can, but their parents are usually, you know, foreign-born, speaking Spanish or some other foreign language, and to represent themselves in court, forget about it. They get seized upon, and then this issue becomes an issue to where, yes, we can take away the rights of an American or of an individual who's born in America. And if they can do it to a quote-unquote anchor baby, then they can do it to all of us.
Sure.
And so you have to realize that this isn't about an anchor baby. This isn't about immigration. This is about the precedents that it sets to allow them to take away rights and privileges and entitlements, much like eminent domain and, you know, Kilo versus Connecticut and World Trade Center, from natural-born citizens, and then seize them and do whatever they want with them to where the state can, you know, take control of them. And these are supposed to be inalienable rights. And when you start thinking about things like that in a little bit different context, like even the issue of the anchor baby, you start to realize that we're being manipulated to, and even I think, I'm trying to think who did this, said this under, it was basically like when they start playing all these games, it gets to the end game to where we demand the military coup d'etat. It gets to the point where we will, because Bush and everything that's going on, we will pray for, if not request, a military coup d'etat. And when that occurs, it's all over. Because you think Bush is bad, it's going to get 1,000 times worse, where he's done things like setting up coliseums, quote-unquote, much like the Romans. One of the things that he did when he first came in office was to make sure that the senators in D.C. that they had a baseball team, a national, you know, baseball or football or other such type team in D.C. so that they would have a coliseum, quote unquote, there, so that they could use it towards. And you see the move on ECF and WWF and blood sports, to where they're becoming much more, you know, like extreme fighting, to where it's back to like the coliseum. And you see these trends, and people don't think anything of it because at some point it's like the frog in the boiling pot, you know, they'll sit in there, they won't jump out, because they think, you know, okay, relatively speaking, everything's cool. And little do they know, they're being boiled to death. And at some point, the very same thing here is where, you know, Americans, and not just, this is not just our country. And remember, as to the nation building comment too, that President Bush has said himself, he's told us he's not a nation builder. He's not talking about Iraq or Afghanistan. He's talking about our own country.
Sure. Yeah, that's even across the board.
Yeah, he's actually the exact opposite. But I want to touch on a couple other things, too, was Martin Bormann, he's executive director for Adolf Hitler. He outsourced over 750 corporations before the empire fell. And you look at what Lee Iacocca did with Chrysler, using U.S. taxpayer dollars to save that company. Sure, they repaid it, and that's all well and fine. But then it was sold off to the Germans. And at some point, you know, Daimler-Benz, took custody and control of that company, and now they're talking about spinning it off. But they've placed people in and throughout the company so that they can, and you know, continue, because now the United States sits in the position where Germany was in World War II, and now China sits in the position that the United States was in, and these people do not care about country, they do not care about flag, they do not care about nation state. They do not care about a nation of you know, certain peoples, and all they care about is money. That is what they worship. That is what they love. That is what they look for. That is what they serve. And at some point, you realize that they will use China. They don't care if it's capitalism or communism that rules the day. And our country was not set up as a capitalist country, and that was one of the oldest debates, was whether we should have a public banking system or a private banking system. And that has been much of what's been involved with not only the death of Kennedy. He tried to bring back the U.S. Treasury dollars, you know, greenbacks, quote unquote. Lincoln tried to do the same. This has been a battle, and England has been deeply involved in it, and the royal families and the Queen, in trying to seize back control of and recolonize the United States, void our Declaration of Independence, carry on their own bankruptcy document or, you know, change in title to seize not only our country and its assets and resources and everything that's been built up here, but to seize us as individuals, as slaves. And you can see this with the pushes by Citibank and others to change the bankruptcy laws in the bankruptcy courts to where now slavery is considered by the federal government A-OK. And you've got contractors and others who are out here hiring, you know, Mexicans, illegal aliens, and others, and then knowing that they're from another country, and then basically bringing them in, and the federal government is pushing this like an indentured servitude program, 6 years to earn their citizenship, quote unquote, which is, you know, it's indentured servitude, slavery, and what they're doing is saying that, okay, if you work for 6 years and don't miss a day, don't call in sick, don't get injured, don't complain, then we'll make you a citizen. And this goes into this whole concept of the capo. They're actually trying to even recreate and find citizens who will not complain, because all complaints and grievances are considered frivolous by this administration and their, you know, corporate backers. They don't want us to complain about, you know, the environment, cigarettes or cigarette smokes or mercury or depleted uranium or any of these other topics.
Unsafe work conditions.
Sorry?
Or unsafe work conditions.
Right, exactly. I mean, you see what's going on with the mines and more. I mean, our entire Merchant Marine, the majority of the fleet, although it's a valid federal and military service, a very unique and special one, it was considered the fourth arm of defense. Even Roosevelt said when it was, you know, instituted, the Merchant Marine Act of 1936 not only reinvigorated, reinstituted, and made clear that this was a valid federal and military branch of service, that, you know, we'd have federal officers embedded within these industries and within these shipping companies and more to protect it from smuggling and labor racketeering and all sorts of other things. You know, we've had China bringing in small arms and containers. We've had other individuals and various flags bringing in individuals, you know, sex slaves and more into within containers. You know, we've had the Exxon Valdez, and Exxon is deeply involved in much of what's going on. But Exxon itself has still not paid reparations involving the spill. And when you think about the outfall of that in so many other fashions, that the concept of the unitary government came from much of what happened with the Exxon Valdez, to where they've tried to create all agencies and departments, even on an individual basis, so an individual courthouse is considered an LLC, its own little limited liability corporation that is not tied to any other part of the government somehow. And you realize that this concept of unitary government is not just that we have now three independent trees rather than branches, where the legislative branch, Article 1, is now the legislative, executive, and judicial branch unto itself, a tree unto itself rather than a branch, and that the executive branch somehow is now the legislative, executive, and judicial branch unto itself, a tree unto itself. And most importantly, all three of these branches of government were supposed to come from the tree trunk and the roots, which are the people, you know, arising from the people and feeding the people. And I don't mean that in a, you know, communist sort of way, but I mean, you know, our public trusts, our industries were created as public trusts, and now they feel that they can go ahead and sell off our entire industries to themselves overseas to start the very same type of program that Martin Bormann had done under Hitler. And you start to see the ties in these corporatist families, whether you want to look to Chrysler or Ford or, you know, even Roosevelt or Rockefeller or Getty, you know, Gates and more. No individual, and that's why we had the antitrust laws, no individual or family, you know, Bill Frist is the same thing, Senate Majority Leader, his family built his family trust up off of stealing from the U.S. Treasury. He was Senate Majority Leader. And when you have that kind of a Senate Majority Leader, you see why you have people like Tom DeLay and others in there, a bunch of administrative pirates. His brother, Tommy Frist Jr., and his father, Tommy Frist Sr., stole billions of dollars from HCA and Columbia, using HCA and Columbia, two medical corporations, from Medicare and Medicaid. And guess what? Guess who was involved in all that? Carol C. Lamb, U.S. attorney. And she's also involved in my own situation, and she's also been involved in all sorts of other shenanigans within the court system. And when you look at that and even, you know, start to think a little bit deeper in what's going on, that the firing of these eight U.S. attorneys may not just be for dissatisfaction, but as cover for doing a good job. Because if you think about it, what's a better cover than to fire somebody that's working for you? Because then all of a sudden they're, you know, out the door, and it makes it look like you guys aren't the best of friends. And then you meet up somewhere down the road, and everything's cool.
Sure.
So I wouldn't necessarily look at what's going on. Carol C. Lamb, under her name and under Timothy Stutler, I think he's taken over her position, is they filed a motion in my own situation, where Homeland Security has been prosecuting me supposedly for being depressed for the last 4 years.
Yeah, let's talk about that too for a moment, because we haven't even gotten to that.
Well, Carol C. Well, and that's what's, you know, forced me into digging deeper into all of these subjects and doing a little bit of research, and then I start to find that they're all interconnected and it's the very same people. But Carol C. Lamb, in my own situation, and Alex Kaczynski, he sits on the Ninth Circuit, he's involved, and he was a former chief counsel for Office of Special Counsel, and then when you think of Clinton and Ken Starr, and you know even what Starr's up to most recently, these people are just scum. Carol C. Lamb filed a motion under her name as U.S. attorney, saying that the administrative law judge from Homeland Security, U.S. Coast Guard, you know, it's the United States of America, Department of Homeland Security, Department of Transportation, U.S. Coast Guard, who have filed charges against me for being depressed. And if that isn't Kafka-esque enough for you, you can go review a book called The Trial, which goes into these show trials. These, you know, even Bush is coming out and using the term show trial now, you know, about himself and his, you know, executive administration, who have been carrying on their own little show trials, out of sight and mind of Congress and the people, like in my own situation, where these four enormous parties have come after me and quote-unquote charged me with being depressed and aggressively prosecuted me for this for the last 4 years. and even.
And how does that work? How do you be criminally prosecuted for depression?
Well, they don't. They're doing it under Article 2 proceedings, executive branch. But, you know, the U.S. Attorney's Office was involved, and Carol C. Lamb filed a motion saying that executive branch officers, administrative law judges who are under the executive branch, they're hearing officers, they're not real judges. They tried to claim that they are real judges and therefore should have, you know, qualified judicial immunity, even though they're not judicial officers from the judicial branch and, you know, judiciary Article 3. And also that they have sovereign immunity. And so when you start to think about it, you see that Carol C. Lamb is offering up her little offering to George Bush and crew. And, you know, I don't know, maybe it wasn't enough, or maybe she didn't carry it out properly, or didn't, you know, bring down Gideon's silver hammer upon my head and others sufficiently.
Well, hang tight. We'll be back with our closing comments in just a few minutes. And you're on The American Activist, and this is the Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll be back in just a few moments.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves and More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow. I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017. Or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Okay, and we are back, the closing moments of the fastest 2 hours in radio. And before we got on the program today, our guest, Eric Schein, mentioned to me something else. I mean, we remember the Panama Canal being given back to Panama, who chose the Chinese to administrate it. We remember the Chinese overseas shipping company taking control or being given control of Long Beach Naval Shipyards. We remember about a year ago that Dubai Ports Inc., Dubai Ports World Inc., attempted to control, manage the ports of several key ports throughout the United States, particularly on the East Coast. And now we have a new gambit, and that is the St. Lawrence Seaway. Isn't that correct?
Yeah.
And that's,
real quick.
Quickly, what did you hear about that?
Well, no, I wanted to just mention that for now because I don't think we have time to get into
it. Yeah, we probably don't.
It's getting into where the Great Lakes and the waterway that was built by the United States is going to be passed over to China. I think that was just out in AFP. But one thing I wanted to point out and throw out real quick, and, you know, there's so much more we could go into.
Oh, yeah, we could do this all day.
Well, and the theft of death benefits from soldiers and federal officers and all sorts of other stuff that's going on, all these scams, much that, like what went on in Vietnam. But what they're doing at Skunk Works, which is owned, I think it's Lockheed Martin or whatever, Martin Marietta, the I think that's now Lockheed Martin. The names have changed, but the players have remained the same. But they're using Skunk Works, and they've been building stealth lighter-than-aircraft dirigibles, and they have an active matrix screen on them so that when you look up, much like they used to paint the underbellies of aircraft in World War One and Two, so that, you know, they paint it light blue, so when you look up against the light blue sky, you couldn't see the plane or it was harder to pick out,
right,
and shoot it down or whatever. And so now what they've done, much like in the movie Predator, where the, you know, the Predator, the alien, whatever, was running around with this suit where he could actually become invisible, they have these aircraft now, and they're enormous, to where they're creating them. And this whole hoax or scare they're going to come out with that, you know, aliens have invaded the Earth, they're building these ships, and they're lighter than aircraft. They're silent. You can't hear them because they float in air because of, you know, the gases that they use to actually suspend themselves and float. And then they've got, you know, much more modern drives, but they're also, they have this skin on them, which is an active matrix screen to where they can become more or less invisible.
Wow.
And you start thinking about, and that's the technology. This is actual stuff that's going on. It's real projects that DARPA and others have been working on, and DOD and the Air Force and, you know, Skunk Works, federal contractors. And when you think about that and you think of all this other stuff, you start to realize that what was created as a public trust, which is our government, and even, you know, these corporations have been allowed to act as public trusts under the law, they've all been subverted, corrupted, taken over by a very criminal element. And at some point, we need to confront this wherever it rears its ugly head, whether on the corporate side or governmental side, and sequester these individuals and, you know, impeach, put them in prison, do whatever is necessary to take back our country, because they're trying to drive us towards world war.
No, that's all agreed. And everybody, you know, we didn't come up with too many solutions today, except, you know, it's on our hearts, each and every one of us. Is important here. We are the ones that are going to spark the critical mass that can stop this stuff. And so get out there, use your creativity, speak to people's listening, write to their reading, and make a difference in our world today. And Eric, thanks so much for being here. And onward, eh?
Peace. Thanks a lot, Doc.
Okay, thank you. Everybody, have a marvelous week, and we'll see you next week on The American Activist.